Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Stage set for BRICS foreign ministers meeting in New Delhi beginning tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to exchange views on global and regional issues with his counterparts of BRICS nations today. U.S. President Donald Trump embarks on a three-day visit to China. Russia successfully tests Sarmat intercontinental ballistic missile. Yoweri Museveni sworn in as Uganda's president for record seventh term. And in badminton, Indian shuttlers to play crucial matches at Thailand Open in Bangkok. And now the news in detail. India will be hosting a two-day BRICS foreign ministers meeting from tomorrow. The meeting will be chaired by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. BRICS foreign ministers and heads of delegation from member and partner countries will participate in the meeting. They will also call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. During the meeting, the foreign ministers of BRICS member countries will exchange views on global and regional issues of mutual interest. Ahead of the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar will today hold several bilateral meetings in New Delhi. The minister will meet his Chilean counterpart, Francisco Perez McKenna, this morning and will hold bilateral talks. Later in the afternoon, he is also scheduled to hold bilateral talks with the foreign ministers of South Africa, Ronald Lamola, and Brazilian Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira. Later in the evening, Dr. Jaishankar will also meet his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today recalled the nuclear tests conducted by India on this day in 1998. Sharing Sanskrit Subhashitam in a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the nuclear tests revealed the unwavering resolve of the country. Mr. Modi said that after the tests, the entire world brought pressure to bear on India, but the country demonstrated that no power can bend India. The Ministry of External Affairs has urged people interested in undertaking the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra to apply before the 19th of this month, as registrations will close soon. Applicants can get further details and register through the official website kmy.gov.in. In Jammu and Kashmir, army foiled an infiltration attempt along the line of control in Poonch district yesterday, killing one terrorist in the Krishna Ghati sector. Our correspondent reports that the alert troops detected suspicious movement nearly 300 meters inside the Indian side of the LOC in the Krishna Ghati sector at around 4 p.m. after receiving specific surveillance inputs. The troops immediately engaged the infiltrator, successfully thwarting the infiltration attempt and preventing any breach along the LOC. The army said one terrorist has been neutralized. U.S. President Donald Trump has embarked on a highly anticipated three-day visit to China. He will hold a summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing from tomorrow. He is expected to hold talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping on key aspects of bilateral ties, with trade likely to dominate the discussions. The meeting will mark Trump's seventh face-to-face interaction with Xi and the first visit by a U.S. president to China since 2017. The fragile ceasefire between the United States and Iran appears increasingly unstable after President Donald Trump rejected Tehran's latest peace proposal, describing the agreement as being on massive life support and dismissing Iran's counter-offer as garbage. The sharp exchange has deepened uncertainty over efforts to prevent a wider conflict in West Asia. On the other hand, Iran's Parliament Speaker Mohammad Baghir Ghalibaf warned that the country's armed forces were prepared to deliver a lesson-giving response to any aggression, while Tehran defended its proposal as reasonable and generous. UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan received a phone call from U.S. President Donald Trump, during which the two sides discussed strategic cooperation and ways to strengthen UAE-U.S. relations in support of mutual interests. The leaders also exchanged views on the latest developments in the West Asia. They also reviewed regional developments and their serious implications for regional and international security and stability, as well as the ongoing efforts to address them. Meanwhile, Qatar yesterday condemned the infiltration of an armed group affiliated with Iran's IRGC into Bubiyan Island in what it said was to carry out hostile actions against Kuwait. Consumer inflation in the United States hit a three-year high in April, with the economic fallout of U.S. President Donald Trump's Iran war rippling through the world's largest economy. The Consumer Price Index CPI rose 3.8% year-on-year, up from March's 3.3% figure, said the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The U.S.-Israel war on Iran has engulfed the West Asia in violence since late February, with Iranian retaliatory action targeting Washington's regional allies and virtually blocking the Strait of Hormuz. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Russia has successfully tested the Sarmat intercontinental ballistic missile yesterday. Sergei Karakeyev, commander of the Strategic Missile Forces, stated that the results of the tests of the Sarmat missile system confirmed the specified characteristics and the correctness of the decisions incorporated into it. The missile will significantly increase the combat capabilities of the ground-based strategic nuclear forces to guarantee the destruction of targets and solve strategic deterrence problems. Russian President Vladimir Putin congratulated the military on the successful test of the Sarmat intercontinental ballistic missile. Mr. Putin emphasized that it is the most powerful package system in the world, equal in power to the Soviet-era Voyvoda missile system in Russia's arsenal. Putin has confirmed that the Sarmat system will be deployed at the end of the year. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni has been sworn in for a historic seventh term, extending his 40-year tenure following a landslide victory in January elections. One of Africa's longest-serving leaders, Museveni, took the oath of office yesterday at an event at the Kololo Independence Grounds in Uganda's capital, Kampala, while being cheered by thousands of attendees. Museveni won with over 71% of the vote in the elections held in January this year. Opposition leader Bobi Wine, an entertainer whose real name is Robert Kyagulanyi, received almost 25% of votes. The election in January took place amid a nationwide internet blackout. An amber advisory for heavy rain has been issued for western and southern parts of Sri Lanka, as authorities warned of worsening weather linked to a low-pressure area near the island. Sri Lanka's Department of Meteorology said very heavy rainfall exceeding 200 millimetres is likely in the western and Sabaragamuwa provinces and in the districts of Puttalam, Gaul and Matara on Wednesday. Heavy showers of around 100 millimetres are also forecast for parts of the northern and north-central provinces. Authorities have urged residents to take precautions against flooding, strong winds and lightning, warning that adverse weather conditions are expected to persist for several more days. Meanwhile, India can witness early arrival of southwest monsoon this week. In Thailand Open Badminton, the Indian contingent will play the crucial round of 32 matches in the singles categories. In the women's singles, Unnati Huda and Devika Shihag will be in action, while Tara Sharma and Isharani Barua are also scheduled to play. In men's singles, Kidambi Srikanth will take on Singapore's Lo Kian Yu. India have sent a sizable 27-member contingent competing at the BWF Super 500 tournament in Bangkok, Thailand. At the Asian Boxing Under-17 Championships in Tashkent, Uzbekistan, India's Lakshay Fogat emerged as the lone finalist among the Indian boys after defeating Korea's Seung Min Lee 5-0 in the 75kg semi-final. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. States set for BRICS foreign ministers meeting in New Delhi beginning tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar to exchange views on global and regional issues with his counterparts of BRICS nations today. U.S. President Donald Trump embarks on a three-day visit to China. Russia successfully tests Sarmat intercontinental ballistic missile. Yoweri Museveni sworn in as Uganda's president for record seventh term. And in badminton, Indian shuttlers to play crucial matches at Thailand Open in Bangkok. That concludes Morning World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani.